Hilchas Shailo Pikodin, laws about articles that are borrowed or deposited for safekeeping, chapter 6. This chapter contains 5 halachas, and it deals with cases where there is some dispute or controversy between the depositor and the watchman concerning the item that was deposited with him. Halacha Aleph, Shomer Chinam. A watchman who is watching a deposited article without being paid, Sheomar, and he said, Hareini Mishalim Ve'eini Nishba, as we have learned in previous chapters, if the article was lost or stolen, he is not required to pay. However, he must swear that he was not negligent and that he did not appropriate it for his own use previously to its being lost and stolen, and that it was indeed lost or stolen, he does not have it in his possession. Now, if he did not desire to swear, since we know, we have learned already in Hilchus Nedarim and in Hilchus Shavuos, that people who are particular about it are careful not to swear. People who are called Ksheirim, who are careful about keeping the law, are careful not to swear even when something is true. If they can avoid swearing, they won't swear. So he said, Hareini Mishalem, I am willing to pay the Eini Nishba, and I am not willing to swear. Then the rule is as follows, Im habikodin dova shekol minoi shove umotzi bashuk liknois kemoisai. If the article that was deposited with him is something in which all articles of this type cost the same thing, they are no better or worse, umotzi bashuk, and they are all readily found in the marketplace, liknois kemoisai, so that you can buy a similar item for the same price, it's easy to get, kigoin peiris, such as fruit, or yerios shel tzemer, or sheets of wool, vishal pishton, or of flax, pieces of cloth, that is, of wool or linen, hashoviz becholin yonam, in which there are such similar ones, which are exactly the same in all respects, can be found for the same price in the marketplace, oikoidis sheinam mitsuyaris, or pieces of lumber, boards, that have no carving in them, v'chol kayetzi bahem, or any similar thing, you can always find the same boards in the lumber yard for the same price, so that we are not afraid that the watchman simply kept it because he wants it for himself. If he wanted it for himself, he wouldn't keep the other person's and pay him for it, he'd go to the store and buy it. Therefore, we're not afraid that he wants it for himself, and therefore he's paying for it and says that it was stolen. Then, Hareza Mishalim, he is permitted to pay, because we know he hasn't kept it for himself. He is permitted to pay, Ve'eini Nishba, and he is not required to swear. Avolim Hoya Pikodin Behehema. However, if the deposited article was an animal, Oy Beged Mitsuyar, or a decorated garment, a garment that was decorated with some artwork, or embroidery, Oy Kli Mitukin, or a specially prepared utensil, or some other thing, which we do not usually find a similar thing for sale in the marketplace. Then we suspect that maybe it was never lost or stolen. The watchman himself desired the article, and therefore he wants to keep it. And therefore he says it was lost or stolen and I'll pay you. Umashbi and osi betakonis chachomim. And therefore, though we do not make him swear in the oath that is administered by Torah law, because he is in fact claiming something for which the Torah says he is not required to pay, and since he's paying, he will not be required to swear, but by rabbinical decree, he must nevertheless swear, shvua benekitas chayfetz, he must swear while holding a sefer Torah or tefillin, she'enei bershusoy, that the article that was deposited with him is no longer in his possession. V'achakach mishalim, and thereafter he will be permitted to pay, and he will not be required to swear that it was lost or stolen, or that he was not negligent. V'hu hadin l'shar hashoimrin, and the same law will apply to other types of watchmen who are making some claim which frees them from paying if they were to swear. Kegoin hashoyel, for instance, a borrower, Sha'amar Mesa, who says it died, oy nigneva, or it was stolen. Vishoy Mesochar, or someone who was watching it and being paid for watching it, Vasoicher, or someone who rented it, Sha'ama Nigneva Oishaovda, he says it was stolen or it was lost. Afal Pishem Chayovim Lishalem, even though here they are required to pay and they cannot relieve themselves by swearing in such claims. Mashbiyim Oisam Shvur She'ena Bishusa, nevertheless, even though they are paying, we require them to swear that it is not in their possession. V'achakach Meshalmin Demeya Be'emo Yachepet, and there, only thereafter do they pay the cost of the animal or the other item deposited with them. Because we suspect that maybe he desired to keep it for himself, and therefore he claimed something for which he would be required to pay. The im amru habaylim, however, if the owner said, yoiser al ze hoyeshove, it was worth more than the amount that they are willing to pay, the amount that people assume it's worth, koilil b'shvuosai, now since they have to swear in any case, he has to include in the oath also she'ena shav elakach v'kach, that it's not more worth more than this and this amount. Nimtza, therefore it turns out, kol shoymesh anishba shvuos ha'shoymrim, any watchman who swears an oath of watchman, that is, any watchman who is not returning the item for whatever claim he makes, and he is swearing, either it's a claim for which he has to pay, or it's a claim for which he does not have to pay, but he has to swear, in any case, wherever he is swearing, he has to swear three things included on the oath, that he guarded it the way watchmen are supposed to guard it, which we learned in a previous chapter, the details of that. In other words, that he was not negligent, and that this and this that he claims is what actually happened to it, and he does not have it in his possession. That's the second thing. And that he did not use it for himself before this thing happened for which he is not required to pay. And if he wishes to pay when he doesn't have to, nishba, in such a case, he has to swear she'ene b'shusay, that it's not in his possession. V'koilul b'shvuasay, and including in his oath, he has to include shekach v'kach hoyeshav, that this and this is how much it was worth. Halacha beis, yesh l'shemer l'hasnois, she'ene shemer k'derech ha'shemrim. Even though we have learned in a previous chapter that the watchman is required to watch it according to the proper way that a watchman would watch such an article, nevertheless, he has it within his authorization to make a specific contingency with the depositor. He can make a condition with the depositor that he will not watch it in the usual manner, in the type of secure manner that a watchman ought to watch it. Elamois elu shehifkidetzli, this money that he has deposited with me, I will not bury it in the way, which is the way that we learned that money has to be guarded. It's only guarded by burying it in the ground under a full handbreadth of earth. He says, I do not, this money that was deposited with me, I do not bury it in the ground. Bizov is basi ani maniechoisam, I will simply put it in a corner in my house. V'chayotzi bazeh, or some similar case. And then, since this is the condition that he's expressly made with the depositor, he does not have to guard it better than that. Now, the article was stolen, the money was stolen, and the watchman says, there was such a condition expressed between us. I didn't bury it, I put it in the corner, that was the condition which we agreed to. And the owner of the deposited money claims, loy hoyesham tonight, we never made any condition, and you were required to bury it. Even though when he deposited with him, there were witnesses, And therefore, the witnesses should have heard the condition, and the witnesses said they did not hear a condition. Nevertheless, we believe the watchman. Because if the watchman wanted to falsely deny something that he owes, he could have said something different entirely. He has what is called in halacha migu. He would not tell this lie. He has a much stronger lie that he could tell if he were lying. He could simply say, Shamarti kederech ha-shomrim v'nenasti. I guarded it the way watchmen guarded. I in fact did bury it in the ground. V'nenasti. And it was stolen anyway, by accident, beyond my control. Since he could have said that, then he would have been believed, Ne'aman Loimar, therefore we also believe him to say, Shehoya b'neim t'nai, that he didn't guard it properly, but there was a condition that he didn't have to guard it. They made this condition, Lefichach, therefore Yishova, he must swear, Shelo Yisholach b'yad, that he did not appropriate it for his own use beforehand, V'she'eni b'shusoi, and that is not in his possession, and that there was such a condition between them, and then he will not be required to pay. A watchman who watches for without being paid, and it was lost or stolen, and he brings some proof that he was not negligent here. He brings proof. There are witnesses who saw him bury the money in the ground. Potter Mishvua. He is not obligated even to swear. Ve'ein oimrim, and we do not say, Shema sholach b'yad kovdim sh'oyoyvid. And we do not say, maybe he took it for his own use before it was lost. Ubala pikodin she'evirai she'posha sh'oymer, and in the case where the owner of the deposited article brings witnesses that the watchman was negligent, mishalim, the watchman has to pay. V'imtoan v'omat na'ihoye b'neinu. And if he claims and he says there was some condition made between us that I do not have to watch it in the proper manner, here we do not believe him because he has no stronger lie that he could have said. He could not have said, I did watch it properly and I was not negligent. Because here we have witnesses that he was negligent, that he failed to bury it. He simply put it aside in a corner. If the depositor left the article with his fellow man in front of witnesses, and now witnesses come and they say, this article which is before us, this article was deposited by this person with this watchman, and now the owner claims, I left it with you, return it to me. The watchman cannot say, oh, you left it with me, chazarti, I gave it back to you, and then, v'lokachti mimenu, and then I bought it from him again, and it's now mine, oynosne libe matan, or I gave it back to him, and now he gave it to me as a gift. Since there are witnesses that it was deposited with him, he cannot excuse himself with this because he is not believed to say that. If there were no witnesses, he would be believed because if he were lying, he could simply say, you never left me such a thing. This was mine to begin with. Lefichav, therefore, in Meis HaShoimer, if the watchman died, Moitziyin HaPikodin Atzmi Min HaYisoyimim B'loi Shvua. The deposited article itself is removed from the orphans who inherited it without any swearing. Veloy oid, and furthermore, Elamisha Bova, or someone who comes and claims, Kach v'kach hifkedeti etzel avichem, he claims to orphans, this and this I deposited with your father, v'nosan simonim uvhokim, and he gave an unmistakable description of the article that was deposited, that is some unusual identifying mark on the item, which is unmistakable, that this is the identical item. And now we discover such an article that he claims was deposited. We find such an article among the property that they inherited, just as the claimant says, and the judge knows that the person who died was not reasonably expected to own such an article, yesh le ladayin hazeh losi sapigotn hazeh shenosan simonov, then in such a case, the judge, in his discretion, has the authority to order the deposited article to be given to the one who gave this unmistakable description. However, this rule will only apply if the depositor is not someone who is constantly going into the house of this person who died. If, however, he were a regular visitor to that house, then the fact that he gave the exact description doesn't mean anything. Maybe it belongs to someone else. And since he was a regular visitor, he saw the identifying marks there, and therefore he knew how to identify the article and claim it as his own. Bo eidim v'heidu ladayin she'ein ze omid. If witnesses came and they testified to the judge that this person is not one who can reasonably be expected to own such an item, we say that the dead person would not have been reasonably expected to own this, and therefore it probably does belong to the claimant. But on such a testimony, does not suffice to extract this item from the orphans, because this is not a clear proof. Even though he's saying that we don't think that he would have owned it, but it's not clear proof that he didn't own it and it belonged to the one who claimed it. And since the estimation that they make of the dead person is not the same that the estimation that the judge makes, because if the judge himself estimated that he reasonably didn't expect that the dead person could have owned such a thing, then we already said that the judge can remove it from him and give it to the claimant. So here we are obviously talking that the judge himself did not think that it was so. And witnesses came and say they thought that it was so, since their estimation is different from the judge's estimation. It's not a clear proof, and the judge doesn't have to accept their opinion. Because in cases where there's no clear proof, when a judge has to rely on assumptions and presumptions and opinions, he does not rely on anyone's opinion except his own. As we will learn later in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it once happened such a case, there was such a person, he deposited sesame seeds with his fellow man, Be'edim, and there were witnesses that he deposited it, Ubo Latovoy, and now the owner came to demand return of the seeds, V'omaloy Hechzartim, and the watchman said, I already returned it to you. Omaloy Hamafkid, now the depositor said, wait a minute, you still have it. And he gave an exact description. So much and so much was the measure of them. And you have them put away in this and this barrel. And therefore I have an exact description, and if we look in your house, we'll find it there. So the watchman said to him, I gave you back yours. These are others. It's indeed the same measure and put in the same place, but it's different. It's my seeds. It's my seeds or someone else's seeds. V'yomru chachamim, and in this case, the sages said, "Ein motziin miyodoi." We do not take it out from him. We do not take it away from him and give it to the claimant, even though the claimant gave the description. Shema elu ashum shemin shal shem rehem, because since he did not describe the seeds itself, merely the place and the measure, all the sesame seeds could have had this place and the measure too. The watchman should swear while holding a sefer Torah or tefillin that he indeed returned the property, as we have already stated in Hilchus Schiris in chapter 2, Halacha Hey, Bal HaPikodin Shetova Pikdoinei, the owner of the deposited article who claimed the deposited article and asked for its return, and the watchman gave it to him, and the depositor said, this is not the article that I left with you, it's a different one. Or I gave it to you, it was whole, it was in one piece, and now it's broken, you broke it. Or I gave it to you new, and now it's used. And you used it. I gave you 100 so'ah of produce. And these are only 50. And the householder, the one who was watching it, said, this indeed is exactly identical, the identical item. This is what you deposited. And exactly what you gave me, that's what you're taking back. The watchman must swear an oath by rabbinical decree, kishar kolanish boim, just as any other case where one denies a claim has to swear. She'en kol shayme nishba shvus ha-shayme ba'amura b'teira, because why is it by rabbinical decree? Because a watchman only swears an oath decreed by the Torah, an oath of watchman decreed by the Torah, ela bizman shamoide ba'atzmai shel pikodin. Only if he is confessing that this itself, the deposited article that was deposited and is claimed, the claim is exactly equal to the deposit. And he agrees that the deposited article was exactly as the depositor says. But his claim is that it was stolen, or it died, or nishbor, it was captured. What does this mean in general? He is answering a claim which would relieve him of the responsibility of paying for it, but he's not denying that there was the deposited article that the depositor claims. But here he denies the article. The depositor says it was whole, and he says, no, you gave it to me broken. And only in such a case does he swear the oath of the watchman that is by the Torah. Avalim Omar, however, here where he said, Zeu sheshaltani or yiskartali or shenatalti socha al shmirasi, this is the thing that I borrowed or that you rented to me or that I took and was paid for watching it. And the owner says, no, that's not it. It's a different one. Nishtana mikmoshoi, or it's different from where it was. It was broken or something, or it's used. Hashoymer nishbahesis, in such a case, the renter or the other type of watchman has to swear only by rabbinical decree. Or else he will swear by Torah loyim hoyde b'miktsas, if he is admitting partially. Ketzad, for example, Meya sohiv kadati eslo, if the depositor says, I deposited with you 100 of wheat, v'ashoymer oyim, and the watchman says, loyiv kadato esli elachamishim, no, you only left me 50 with me, nishba shvuas ha-Torah, then he has to swear by Torah law, even though he is not admitting the same deposited article that was claimed. Mipnei shehoyde b'miktsas, however, since it's the same type of article and he's admitting part of it, therefore he has to swear by Torah law, just as anyone who admits part of what was claimed. Loi mishum shvuas ha-shoymer, but he's not swearing the oath of the watchman. Meya kur shel chitim yivkadeti etzloch, if he says, I left with you 100 kur of wheat, and he says, no, you only left me 100 of barley, not of wheat. Barley is worth less than wheat. Nishbahesis, here he swears by rabbinical decree, like anyone else who has to swear with such a claim and an answer, since he is confessing not part of what was claimed, but something entirely different than what was claimed, he only has to swear by rabbinical decree.